scotch bonnet. In back he was cooking. Chinese whispers of oil and spice spread around the claustrophobic square of his studio, changing simple smells into elaborate aromas. All his meals were built on the foundation stone of chicken, which he tossed in a range of flavored liquids and powders, selected according to his mood. Today, he simply wet a handful of diced chicken breast in a mixture of vinegar and mustard, covered them with cumin seeds, then cast them into the seething pan of sunflower oil on his two-hob electric cooker. The chicken and cumin seeds spat multi-toned protests at him as he turned up his music and sang, "Ain't Nobody's Business," along with Billie Holiday. This was how his mother cooked, with music and endless movement. She threw her voice in all directions, single playful chants in her even voice, while keeping her three boys in check with wild gestures. Mbaki was the middle child, and since he was 8 years older than his younger brother Tambu, he had been the substitute girl as his parents tried for another child. When Tambu arrived, his parents accepted that they wouldn't have any girls. But by then, Mbaki had become his mother's best friend. He had spent hours in the kitchen getting fat off her stories and food. She never measured anything. It was not uncommon for her to feel the need to add a last-minute ingredient 5 minutes before a dish was due to be served. She called cooking making a family, for she maintained that you couldn't raise any two children the same way or expect them to turn out the same. Not even twins.